Mike and Kim, glad to be your guests on this great radio station, Carrying the Good Stuff. And the next 5 minutes or so, we hope to lighten your load just a little bit. Kim, what do you got to tell us about Tri-State Livestock News?
Well, you know, they are a Cattleman's Magazine.
Yes, they are.
You need to check them out. It's tsln.com. And that's where you go to subscribe. Then you get it coming weekly. And it is packed with all kinds of information, pretty much any topic you can think of. So make sure you check it out. tsln.com, Tri-State Livestock News.
And of course, the Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board is inviting you to spend a little time in our neck of the woods, North Central Nebraska, Valentine, Nebraska. Make a note of that. Go to visitvalentine.com. Check out 50 things to do, whether it's a fall hunt, maybe a winter ice fishing trip, a spring turkey hunt, or maybe some early spring fishing at Merritt Reservoir or something. A lot of things to do. So check it out at visitvalentine.com. I have something that Jim Thompson had left for us to read, and it's called A Life That Matters.
And I'm going to follow up with something by Janet Parkhurst.
All right. Ready or not, someday it will all come to an end. There will be no more sunrises, no minutes, hours, days. All the things you collected, whether treasured or forgotten, will pass to someone else. Your wealth, fame, and temporal power will shrivel to irrelevance. It will not matter that you owned or what you were owed. The grudges, resentments, frustrations, and jealousies will finally disappear. So, too, your hopes, ambitions, plans, and to-do lists will expire. The wins and losses that once seemed so important will fade away. It won't matter where you came from or on what side of the tracks you live. At the end, whether you are beautiful or brilliant, male or female, even your skin color, won't matter. So what will matter? How will the value of your days be measured? What will matter is not what you bought, but what you built. Not what you got, but what you gave. What will matter is not your success, but your significance. What will matter is not what you learned, but what you taught. What will matter is every act of integrity, compassion, courage, or sacrifice that enriched, empowered, or encouraged others. What will matter is not your competence, but your character. What will matter is not how many people you knew, but how many will feel a lasting loss when you're gone. What will matter is not your memories, but the memories that live in those who loved you. Living a life that matters doesn't happen by accident. It's not a matter of circumstance, but of choice. Choose a life that matters. And that was something Jim Thompson left us from one of his newspaper articles on the Good Stuff program.
As I mentioned, this is by a cowgirl poet, Janet Parkhurst, from over Cody, Nebraska way. Campfire Wendy's.
Campfire Wendy.
Yeah. Have you ever really thought about the old-time cowboys, Chuck? A fancy meal on the trail just was not their luck. I wonder how it must have been around the fire at night, all day in the saddle, apt to make a belly tight. I don't know if you catch the drift or know just what I mean, but it must have been amusing, because they ate a lot of beans. Again, Janet Parkhurst from Cody recently shared her poems with us.
Right now, everybody that's ever watched the movie Blazing Saddles is thinking about something, right?
Yes.
So the other day we started something called A List for the Day, and you know that you're in trouble when. So I thought maybe we'd wrap those up today. So we'll share these again. You know you're in trouble when getting there is half the fun and 3/4 of the vacation budget.
Oh, no, that's not good. You know you're in trouble when the simple instructions enclosed aren't.
They're not enclosed or not simple, either way.
Either way.
You know you're in trouble when a black cat crosses your path and drops dead.
Oh.
Not sure what that means. But.
Me neither. You know you're in trouble when you take an assertiveness training course and you're afraid to tell your wife.
Oh, that's a good one. You know you're in trouble when the plumber floats by you on your kitchen table. Might be a sign there's a leak.
I think so. You might be in trouble when your pacemaker has only a 30-day guarantee.
That's not good either. And you may be in trouble when the candles on your cake set off the smoke alarm.
We better wrap it up with this, Mike. You know you're in trouble when the pest exterminator crawls under your house and never comes out.
Ooh, what got him, huh?
Yep.
If you have something to share on the Good Stuff, send it to kimhburge@gmail.com, especially if it's a fall story, Halloween, or into the holidays. And thanks for listening to the Good Stuff.